School's out and summer break is here, but for some children, that means a break from balanced meals. Many Illinois communities offer a summer lunch program to help balance the scales of food insecurity. Since 1946, the federal government, through the Department of Agriculture, has been providing free or reduced breakfast and lunch to school children across the country.
You can have Supreme or cheese.
Part of the school breakfast program and the National School Lunch Program extends over the summer as the Summer Food Service Program.
This should be enough, Sherry, right here after this 12, correct? Looks like it.
This program offers a free lunch to kids 18 and under at open sites in the community.
Now, the one little boy said he was lactose, correct? Does that mean cheese too, or is that just the milk?
On average, more than 1 in 5 kids in Illinois struggles with hunger. But within that group, only 1 in 9 kids that are eligible actually utilize the summer lunch program.
There's 100 kids I know today are eating.
Carbondale Elementary School Food Service Director Sherry Wyatt runs the summer lunch program in Carbondale. The open site is at Carbondale Middle School this summer. The closed site is at the Boys and Girls Club for club members only.
I know that it's a very big need, and I know that there's a lot of kids that need to eat over the summer. So I'm hoping that maybe we can make that work, maybe get the kids here.
Wyatt says even if more kids show up than they prepared food for,
should I make a few extra or not?
She and the staff will make more food to ensure no one leaves hungry.
And I know there's a lot of kids that stress when school's out. I know that. I worked for a school district for 15 years. One of the most stressful times of the year is when summer's approaching because the kids don't know how they're going to get food all summer.
Director of Operations for the Boys and Girls Club, Brittany Swims, says the club runs an after-school program at Carbondale Middle School and next door at Lewis School during the school year. During the summer, they offer a morning program at both schools for the month of June. The kids have breakfast, then attend multiple activities until it's time for lunch.
So we're already here during the school year, and we wanted to continue that, foster that relationship, so we decided that a summer program at the sites would be beneficial for our youth.
Parent Kurt Ford has kids in both programs and feels it's a benefit to them and also himself.
It's definitely a pleasure just knowing that I have that ease of mind that when they come here, they're getting their needs met with education, with having some productive and life skills that they'll get from the club, and then also just to get a good, nice meal through this program.
Ford says without the Jump and Pride programs, his family's summer would be a little different.
As any parent, I'd have to just, you know, the struggle of, hey, finding someone to watch their kids, you know, making sure that everything's taken care of and doing all that. So it's the benefit of having the program here that that's just not a worry that I have to have, you know. But as any parents, I would have done what best I could to make sure that they had everything they needed if this program wasn't here.
Swin says as an added bonus, keeping the programs at the school during the summer also helps students with transitioning to a new school building.
It also allows the incoming school or the incoming grades to get familiar with the school prior to the school year starting. So we have some of the Thomas kids that were in third grade last year. They're in Pride now. So they get to experience Lewis School and, you know, before the school year starts.
Ford says he appreciates how the program helps his children explore new foods.
There'll be times where they'll come home and they'll try something that, you know, I might not necessarily make or that they don't get all the time at home from the meals that I make. And I'll be like, okay, hey, we could try something new. You know, we could try something that you've tried here at the program.
There are a few obstacles the summer lunch program faces.
You can have cheese, pepperoni, or Supreme. Get a salad and an apple and a milk.
The first is letting people know about the program. Wyatt says they're working overtime to let parents know the program is open to everyone.
We've done a lot of social media. We've sent letters home at the end of the school year with the kids. I've sent letters out to some organizations, some churches and things like that, trying to let everybody know, you know, that we are here and that, you know, we're needing the kids to come eat.
The second is transportation. The city of Carbondale covers more than 11 square miles, which could make things difficult for kids in other parts of the city to make it to the middle school.
I don't expect a lot of walkers that far. You know, I'm not sure, but babysitters, all those people that have kids maybe that are, you know, would have transportation, but I would think the kids on the other side of town would have a hard time getting here.
Wyatt is looking forward to more kids in the community finding out about the program and making it grow.
I mean, right now we're doing 100. I would love to see double that. Hopefully we can keep it going and open more sites and, you know, make it work for the kids. It's important.
It's important to Wyatt because she knows it's not only the summertime this becomes an issue.
And there's always kids that stress about not having food at home and not being able to eat on a daily basis, even when school's in, not just over summer. So we feel good about feeding the kids, and we feel really good about being able to help them over the summer.
For WSIU, I'm Benji Jeffords.